Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce Podcast. Today, I will be discussing an article from USA Today that explores how parts of Christian belief are overlapping with the manosphere ideology, emphasizing male primacy, traditional gender roles, and what that means for women in society. It's especially relevant for anyone navigating family, marriage, or separation in this cultural climate. All right, the manosphere typically includes online communities that push back against feminism, promote male supremacy or primacy, and insist on traditional roles for men and women. Some Christian groups are aligning with or adopting these ideas, interpreting religious texts in ways that emphasize male headship, male authority, or subordination of women. You know, women might face increased pressure to conform to traditional roles of the wife, mother, homemaker, even when their personal or financial situations don't align with that model. You know, there are even obviously quotes by certain extreme, Christian leaders that, you know, women have no talent other than to reproduce biologically. That came out of, a pastor, Doug Wilson from Idaho. It's just, that's horrific. And, you know, Pastor Joel Webben from Austin has a view that women shouldn't be able to vote. It's shocking. It's unfortunate. It feels like we're going backwards in so many ways. And, how custody, divorce, and separation could be influenced. I mean, if this were to become normalized, which, you know, I question where our country is going and our government, so I don't have quite a lot of faith or belief that our Constitution is going to continue to be upheld in the current climate. And I think women should be concerned. And I think that, you know, there is concern when women assert independence or depart from those roles, and you're in a situation where, say, that is your community and your family believes that you need to stay in one spot, in one lane, and you don't want to, I would really assess what, you know, your options. What are you doing there? I would be very careful of giving up your independence, certainly your financial independence, your freedom, without some protections in place to protect you financially. Because that's the next question. How should I protect myself legally and financially when entering into a marriage or partnership in a religious community that leans heavily towards male primacy? Well, I'm going to tell you, you should get a prenup, but I'm going to also tell you it's very unlikely that that is going to occur if you're entering into that situation. So enter so with your eyes wide open and be very careful about what you give up in your freedom and independence, because you might not ever get it back. Or you'll have to sacrifice so much of who you are and what you want to be just to stay in a relationship and raise children, and you're not treated as a partner in that relationship. And that's where things slowly get out of control. You can be a partner in a relationship and not work, right? You can be equals in decision-making, even if you're not the primary breadwinner. So if you ladies don't think that's possible, it is. That is really possible and really more common than you would be led to believe when you listen to all of this stuff on social media and if you really, you know, follow down these rabbit holes. So stand up for yourself, because you have rights. You should be aware of your rights, and you should be aware of what it is you want out of a relationship. And you can have a legal document that can protect you. You know, in divorce, how can women assert equal claims to custody, property, and decision-making when cultural or religious beliefs around male authority may influence negotiations or court perceptions? Well, you need to understand where your situation is. You need your own attorney. That's where we come down to financial independence. Do you have any? Are you thinking about that now? Of course you're not, because you're happy and you want to do this. And, 5 or 10 years down the road, you're going to be like, I wish I had that. I am desolate. I have no financial independence and no one who will help me. And now you're in a tough situation, I will tell you. So think long and hard before you voluntarily enter into this kind of situation. And if you find yourself in this situation, start making a plan to get out if that's what you want. If you are feeling trapped and, you know, without equal say in the relationship, start making some plans to make your life better. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or are going through this right now. If you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 166, Navigating Divorce Through a Religious Lens. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming. But it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.
This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.